In this bulletin, the first people to make up an Indigenous voice to Parliament in Australia are elected. Good Friday is marked around the world, and in AFL, the Western Bulldogs coach says the team is moving on from last year's loss to the West Coast Eagles. With all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. The first people to make up an Indigenous voice to Parliament in Australia have been elected, with the South Australian Advisory Body set to start mid-2024. 46 people have been elected to represent six regions across South Australia as part of the first voice advisory body, which will liaise directly with the highest levels government on decisions affecting First Nations residents. It comes after Australia's failed referendum to enshrine a voice to Parliament in the Commonwealth Constitution. Shoppers have headed to seafood markets as Australians spend big on Easter treats and soaring chocolate prices. Bright orange piles of prawns and whole fish have been on ice at the Sydney Fish Market since the doors opened at 5 a.m. as crowds flocked to Pyrmont to stock up on seafood. Sydney Fish Market seafood educator Mandy Hunt says the market expects to break previous records, with more than 60,000 people expected today. About 120 tonnes of prawns and 70,000 oysters are part of the 650 tonnes of seafood the market expects to shift over the long weekend. Those at the market have shared what Good Friday means to them.
The chocolate, I'm not going to lie, do love a chocolate off you. I don't even eat fish, I just like coming to the fish markets. It's a vibe, getting up in the morning, having a reason to go to the city. I love it.
Spending time with family, yeah. Good food, good company. What more do you want?
It kind of like the Easter Bunny puts our chocolates on the floor and we like collect them.
Well, it's Good Friday. So it's Good Friday with big celebrations, you know, Catholic background, and that's what we've been doing for many years.
There's been an outpouring of support for former AFL star Eddie Betts and his family after he released footage of a motorist driving past his home yelling a racial slur repeatedly. The Indigenous player posted the video on Instagram, which shows a car slowing driving past his house where children can be seen playing basketball next to the property. Betts added Aboriginal kids deserve to be able to play safely, free from racism and abuse over the fence. Thousands of people have shared messages of support, including current AFL players and coaches, as well as Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen.
And it's sickening. It's sickening and disgusting that kids playing basketball in their own backyard have to be subject to such disgusting racial abuse. And my thoughts go to Eddie and his family at this time. Like, he's talked a lot about his own personal experience.
Victoria Police say it's aware of the video but have not received an official complaint. The United States' top general says the Biden administration has not given Israel all of the weapons it's requested as the war against Hamas in Gaza continues. US officials have been under pressure to use the ongoing delivery of weapons as leverage to get Israel to increase humanitarian support in Gaza and to provide greater protection for civilians. It comes as the United Nations has unanimously ordered Israel to enable the flow of aid into Gaza in order to prevent a famine within weeks. But Israel has called allegations it's blocked aid wholly unfounded. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder says they're in constant discussion with Israel.
And certainly after October 7th, we worked very hard to rush security assistance to Israel in support of their efforts to defend themselves against attacks from Hamas and future terrorist attacks. And when it comes to the provision of security assistance to include weapons and weapon systems, it's part of our efforts, longstanding efforts, to ensure Israel's qualitative military edge.
And in sport, Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge says he hasn't felt the need to mention last year's devastating loss to West Coast in the build-up to their AFL Round 3 encounter with the same foe. But it's a stigma, he believes, lingers in his players' minds and will drive the Bulldogs at Marvel Stadium on Sunday as they seek to enter positive win-loss territory for the first time this season. Beveridge's men are yet to completely move on from the 7-point defeat to the Eagles in round 23 last year, which ultimately cost the Dogs a final spot. The Bulldogs beat Geelong the following week but missed the top eight by half a game. Coach Beveridge says the team is moving on from the loss.
As much as you try and move on and focus on what's ahead, up ahead, it left a pretty bad taste in everyone's mouth. They were pretty good that day, the Eagles, but equally we lowered our colours on a day that we really needed to, an important game on our journey last year. So, in preparation for this game, we haven't ever talked about it. I just know that it's in the player's subconscious.
And that's all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stewart.